volunteers from many areas of the health field. In addition, we will be offering cholesterol screenings for a nominal fee. And there'll be a mobile mammography unit performing screenings by appointment only. Don't forget to bring the kids. Big Bird will be there for their entertainment. And the New York State Troopers will be doing child fingerprinting. Where is this great health fair? Port Jefferson Chiropractic Office, located at 416 East Main Street, 25A East Setauket. Saturday, June 15th from 12 to 6 p.m. Rain or shine. Call 751-7700 for more information. For information and appointment for the mammography, call 589-5524. Again, that's Port Chiropractic Office, 416 East Main Street, East Setauket, 751-7700, Saturday, June 15th from 12 to 6 p.m. See you there.
This is Long Island's first station in the 90s, WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate May 25th. Yesterday, we talked about the constellation Hercules, now visible in the east each evening. If you have a telescope, you can use it to explore within the boundaries of Hercules. This constellation contains one of the most famous telescopic sights in the sky, the Great Cluster in Hercules. This cluster was mentioned as early as 1715. Edmund Halley, of Halley's Comet fame, was the first to record his observations of it. In 1764, Charles Messier saw the cluster. He was busy compiling a list of objects that comet hunters should avoid. The Great Cluster in Hercules became number 13 on the list of Messier objects, or M objects. M13, the Great Cluster in Hercules, looks a little like a comet without a tail. It's round and compact, but unlike a comet, it isn't made of dust and ice, and it isn't really small. The cluster contains up to 1 million stars. It looks small because it's located about 20,000 light-years away. It's a globular star cluster, so huge that light would require hundreds of years to travel from one edge of the cluster to the opposite edge. The cluster resides outside the flat disk of our Milky Way galaxy. It's one of dozens of known globular clusters scattered outside the disk. M13 is the biggest and brightest globular that can be seen well from the northern hemisphere. Again, you'll need a telescope to get a good look at it, though you might glimpse it in binoculars. 1 million stars, a tiny fuzzball in our sky. For May 25th, that's Stardate. And for the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas, I'm Joel Block.
Has been disconnected. Your call did not go through. Please try your call again. 914-1-T.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Please hang up your phone. The number you have called will ring. Lift your receiver after 15 seconds and commence talking.
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
Hello, this is the phone line system. Please dial the extension you would like to leave a message for, and then push pound. Or enter the last name followed by first name until recognized. To transfer out a phone number, push pound. Extension you would like to leave a message for, and then push pound. Or enter the last name followed by first name until recognized. To transfer out a phone number, push zero. Please dial the extension you would like to leave a message for, and then push pound. Or enter the last name followed by first name until recognized. To transfer out a phone number, push zero. If you do not push a key during 5 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Als ich.
Very good evening to one and all. The program is Brain Damage. And we're here with you until midnight, doing all kinds of fun and exciting things and talking back and forth between listeners and God knows who else. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and of course, as always at this time of night on a Saturday, it's time to check in with our friends over in Moscow.
This is your program, Moscow Mailbag. And once again, here's Joe Adamov to answer your questions. Our friend Mr. Harris from San Francisco has again sent him quite a package of questions. The first one is, are Seventh-day Adventists allowed in the Soviet Union?
Yes, they certainly are. But I know why you're asking this. You see, I'm saying this for the sake of the listeners. At one time, many religious denominations or sects were banned. But times have changed. The Seventh-day Adventists have their administrative and ecclesiastical center near the city of Tula, south of Moscow. And since we're on the subject of religion, let me say that at Easter, the Easter service from the Yelochov Cathedral in Moscow was telecast on our national network, and the service was held in a cathedral in the Kremlin and in St. Basil's Cathedral right on Red Square. And I suppose you know St. Basil's Cathedral. It has become almost the symbol of Russia. And what do you know, the television news began with Easter wishes. I should have mentioned also that the service in the Yelochov Cathedral was attended by Prime Minister Pavlov and head of the Russian Parliament, Yeltsin. Times have changed.
I heard Lynn Cox of the United States swam across your Lake Baikal. Is this true?
Yes, Lynn Cox of the United States did swim across Lake Baikal in Siberia. But she also swam from the small Diomede Island in the Bering Strait, which is Soviet, to the Great Diomede Island, which is American. You see, we're so close, it seems you can swim from one country to the other. She certainly is a sturdy woman. She swam the 11 miles of Lake Baikal with the temperature of the water at 54 degrees Fahrenheit. And she covered the 11 miles of Lake Baikal in 4 hours, 20 minutes. But in the Bering Strait, she swam 4.5 miles from the Soviet island to the American island in just over 2 hours. But the temperature of the water in the Bering Strait was 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
What is one of the biggest gold nuggets found of late in your country?
In 1988, a gold nugget weighing just over 22 pounds was found by gold miners in West Siberia. Smacks of Klondike, doesn't it?
Gold articles from the Scythian burial mounds have been exhibited in the United States. Have any new finds been made?
Yes, some have. I remember reading about a Scythian gold helmet that was found by students during excavations of one of the mounds in the Ukraine. The helmet weighed over 21 ounces. It was decorated with a design depicting old and young warriors in battle, and the designs were perfectly preserved.
Mr. Harris is interested. What are the casualties of the earthquake in Armenia?
Well, that tragic earthquake in Armenia left 25,000 dead and over 500,000 homeless. Rescue teams rescued over 15,000 people alive from under the rubble. And hundreds of thousands of people took part in rescue operations, among them about 2,000 people from 73 countries, for which we are sincerely grateful. I remember at the time Mr. Gorbachev interrupted his visit to the United States to fly to Armenia, and Prime Minister Ryzhkov was there, too. The government promised that all would be restored in 2 years' time. Almost 2.5 years have passed, and only 15% has been restored. People are still living in shanties and tents. Why? Well, partly because of the railroad blockade by neighboring Azerbaijan, and partly because of our, bad organization.
What did you think of Margaret Thatcher?
Well, what do we think? We think very highly of Margaret Thatcher. Although at one time we did label her the Iron Lady, I think she deserves that title. She certainly is a woman with a very strong will. The articles in our press when she stepped down proved that we thought very highly of her. We also remember her phrase that Mr. Gorbachev is a man you could do business with. And here's what's important. You ask me what we think of her. A public opinion poll here in the Soviet Union named Margaret Thatcher as the woman of 1988. I think that answers your question.
Are there any active volcanoes in the USSR?
Are there? Certainly. Not one, but about 30 on Kamchatka, that big peninsula jutting out into the Pacific opposite Alaska. The peninsula, incidentally, is almost 1,500 miles long. The highest of the volcanoes is Ključevskaya Sopka, a cone-shaped mountain about 16,000 feet high.
Mr. Harris says, my friends who visited Moscow told me you actually have a duty-free shop at Moscow Airport. Is that true?
We invariably hear of empty stores in Moscow. This one at Moscow Airport is full. It sells for foreign currency. It's a joint venture of Aeroflot, the Soviet airlines, and Air Rianta of Ireland. But that's not all. Would you believe it? It was awarded an international prize for the best airport shop of the year. The best in the world, mind you. Well, I wonder if your friends knew this when they visited it.
What are some of the animals found in your country?
Well, up in the north, we have walruses with their big tusks, seals that contribute to those beautiful ladies' coats. Then there's the polar bear and the polar fox. In the forest zone of the Soviet Union, you'll find the classic Russian bear, the wolf, the fox, the lynx with its pointed ears, the sable, one of the most expensive fur-bearing animals, ermine, whose skins are used to make mantles for kings, the elk, which abounds in the forests around Moscow. Incidentally, two strayed into the suburbs where I'm living, and they lay staring at the crowd near the subway station, only about 300 yards from my house. There are plenty of wild boars also around Moscow and other places, too. In the Far East, you'll find the tiger and the leopard. Incidentally, when I was out in the Far East for the first time, this was back in 1953, I interviewed a man who had caught 36 tiger cubs with his bare hands using only a stick. The cubs were not, mind you, the size of kittens. They were about the size of a German shepherd. And he showed me his chest that was all scratched, you know, from the claws of the tigers. Now, he told me that the pay for these cubs was excellent, and he sold them to circuses and zoos. There in the Red Book, you cannot shoot them. In the southern steppes of our country and in the deserts, you'll find the Saiga antelope and the hyena. And in the Caucasian Mountains, the mouflon and the aurochs. The aurochs, incidentally, are the brothers of your bison, and you find them not only in the Caucasus, but also in the forests of Belorussia. The Central Asian republics have such animals as the red wolf and the snow leopard. Well, I think that gives you an idea.
And what is your biggest aircraft?
The biggest transport aircraft is the Antonov 225. Huge thing. They call it the Maria. It can carry, guess how much? 250 tons of cargo at a speed of 500 miles an hour. In a single flight, it can take on board something like 80 automobiles. And would you believe it, but in a single flight, it broke 109 world records for a plane that size. Its total takeoff weight is amazing, 600 tons. In the special mounts that it has on its back, so to say, on top, it can carry non-standard cargoes. And in 1989, it carried our space shuttle, the Buran, on its back to the air show at the Le Bourget airport in Paris. The huge air shuttle, Buran, on its back, looked tiny, like a small little baby monkey clinging to its mother's back.
Are there any Soviet women diplomats?
Yes. We have an ambassador to Switzerland. She's a woman, Zoya Novozhilova. She, incidentally, is the second woman ambassador in our history. The first was Alexandra Kollontai, a revolutionary and diplomat. And she worked in Norway, in Mexico, and Sweden from 1927 to the end of World War II. She very quickly, I understand, won the attention of the King of Sweden when she was the ambassador, who at first was very skeptical about this red woman ambassador. You know, a play has been written on the subject, staged by the Moscow Art Theater, and I particularly remember a scene when Madame Kollontai is received by the King of Sweden. She stands there in front of him for quite some time, and then the king asks her how she had been received in other places in his kingdom. Well, she said, the first thing they did when I was in other places was to ask me to sit down. I'm sorry, said the king, do please take a seat. And he became so impressed by this woman ambassador that he even told her about his favorite hobby, knitting.
And last question from Mr. Harris. What are some of your smallest ethnic groups?
We have over 100 ethnic groups in the country. 6 small nationalities have less than 1,000 people each. The smallest is the Negidals, numbering only 500. They live in the Khabarovsk territory north of the Chinese border. Then there are the Aleutians. You have them in Alaska. We have 550. They live in the, on the Commodore Islands, which are actually a continuation of the Aleutians in the Pacific. We have 800 Yukagirs, which speak a language that does not belong to any ethnic group. And the northernmost of these small nations are the Nganasani. They number 900 and live on the Taimyr Peninsula, that big hump of Siberia that juts out into the Arctic.
Well, Joe, how about a wrap-up joke?
A wrap-up joke. Okay. A prospective tourist asks a man who's been abroad, what can you bring back from abroad without having to worry about Soviet customs? Pleasant memories.
That was Joe Adamov answering your questions on Moscow Mailbag. Address your letters to Radio Moscow, Moscow, the USSR. You couldn't do better than write us that letter. Your comments on the show are always welcome.
Chronic illness can turn your life upside down. Regardless of the illness, the process of constant coping has a major effect on the lives of the ill person and everyone close to them. I'm Dr. Rod Borey, a psychologist and director of the Sensorium Center in East Setauka, a facility dedicated to helping people through the stresses and crises of their lives. If you or someone you know is living with a long-term illness, I'd like to invite you to attend our free talk series on living with chronic illness, where we discuss issues facing the chronically ill and their families. The lectures are open to the public at no charge. At our next talk on Saturday, June 1st, Dr. Eugene Zampieron will take participants through a look at the use of natural alternatives in the treatment of various chronic conditions. The lecture will be held at the Sensorium Center, 220 Belmead Avenue in East Setauka, Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m. There's no charge, but our seating is limited, so give us a call at 689-5500. That's Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m., 689-5500 to make a reservation.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
If you rewind the tape and start over again, I may proceed. But I do not find it possible to proceed with the tape at the present moment. In fact, I refuse to proceed. I am staying in my church until you rewind that tape and I can go once again.
This is no value. This transmission is coming to you approximately halfway between the moon and the earth.
McDonald's, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to bother you. Now, I'm on a special diet, so I can't have some foods, but I wanted to taste some McDonald's for a while now. Could you possibly tell me what exactly goes into a Big Mac?
Okay. On a Big Mac, it has the beef, the hamburger meat, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has the special sauce. It has the special sauce with onions and lettuce, and two pickles, and a slice of cheese.
Now, do you know what the special sauce consists of?
Could you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, I can hold on.
All right.
He wants to know what the Mac sauce is made of.
To have low sodium foods with not a lot of salt.
Uh-huh.
And I can't have things with iodine.
Uh-huh.
Or glycerin.
Uh-huh.
Or hypoglycerates.
Hypoglycerates?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. You can have a Big Mac then.
Okay, thank you very much.
The number you have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
Please repeat.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Once again for the Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher show. I'm Uncle Rodney, and here's Captain Christopher to tell you what we're going to be doing today.
Thanks, Rod. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today, kids. It's right around the corner.
It sure is, Captain, and you know what else is right around the corner? Marxist revolution!
By golly, you're right, Uncle Rodney. And when that happens, every day will be Thanksgiving, kids.
We'll give thanks that we no longer have those smelly capitalists cracking the whip over people like you and your parents.
Unfortunately, there's only one day a year right now for Thanksgiving, and there's not all that much to give thanks for.
Oppression, depression, recession.
The corrupt power structure.
Unemployment.
Tax breaks for the rich.
We're going to learn a new word today, boys and girls. It's the word hypocrite.
That's what we call anyone who celebrates Thanksgiving. Now, don't worry if that doesn't make sense to you now, kids. Just remember that it's true.
You'll understand why sooner than you think.
Now, what can you kids do to help destroy this horrible rich man's holiday?
Keep asking questions. That's one thing the capitalist bourgeois elite hates more than anything else.
Ask questions like, why don't the masses share the wealth of the DuPonts? Or, Why do the fascist leaders always stay home and send our soldiers out to fight in imperialist wars?
Now, that may not sound like much, but when you 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds at dinner table start asking these questions on Thanksgiving Day, your parents will stand up and take notice.
And so will your brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, and grandparents.
And then they'll be the ones to start asking those same questions. And soon, before you know it, millions and millions of people will be asking those questions day and night.
And it'll all be because of you kids out there. Think of that.
That's right. But you have to hurry up, because after about 20 years, everyone will start to realize that there are no answers to these questions.
That's when a spontaneous movement of the people will topple the elite into the rat-infested sewers.
And by that time, you kids will be old enough to pass judgment on some of the leaders of today's corrupted government.
Wouldn't it be fun to send the entire House of Representatives to the gas chamber?
Or, better yet, why not turn it into a gas chamber?
And after that, you boys and girls will have the sole responsibility of installing a progressive Marxist state sensitive to the needs of the proletariat.
And you won't ever have to worry about someone toppling your government, because nobody will ever disagree with you.
Doesn't that sound nice, kids?
Death to the fascist imperialists!
Glory to the revolution!
On with the struggle!
And that's all we have time for this week. We sure hope you boys and girls remember everything we've talked about today.
If not, a complete cassette transcript is available.
Start the revolution on Thanksgiving Day, kids, and don't forget to spread the word in your school.
And if you want your own Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher Guide to Overthrowing the Government and coloring book, send a certified check or money order for $17.95 to Book, P.O. Box 1, Washington, D.C.
Until next time, I'm Captain Christopher.
And I'm Uncle Rodney.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye!
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God, no. No way.
There is some contamination in commercially produced chickens.
But I eat chicken daily.
With all the thousands of chickens cooped up together, and when disease runs rampant through the whole flock, then, you know, they give them a lot of drugs.
No way.
Give them a lot of drugs.
No way. Oh, God, no. No way.
You can eat chicken and die.
No way.
You can eat...
Oh, God. No way. Chicken is actually meat. Did you know that?
I eat chicken daily.
It's got a stink. Chicken is actually meat. It's got a stink. It's got to be rotten. Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to die, sir. Whether it's by eating chicken or eating something or whatever. Whatever it takes, we're going to die. So why should you worry about that?
How would we know that they died from bad chicken? You know what I mean? It stinks. How would we know?
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God, no. No way.
You put poison in them, people will die.
Give them a lot of drugs.
People who die from chicken.
Mostly they get sick. You salmonella poisoning, you get really ill. It almost, you get flu-like symptoms.
When you prick it, there won't be any blood coming out.
Fever, nausea, vomiting, and, It's very uncomfortable.
Depending on how big the chicken is.
There is some contamination.
It's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Mostly they get sick.
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to die, sir. Whether it's by eating chicken or eating something or whatever.
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God.
Give them a lot of drugs.
It's very uncomfortable.
Disease runs rampant.
No way. Did you know that? No way. Gotta leave it out for like 48 hours. Chicken is actually meat. You know what I mean? It stinks.
But I eat chicken daily. People who die.
It's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Whatever it takes, we're gonna die. So why should you worry about that?
You deserve to die. You know what I mean? It stinks. Did you know that?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
You need to call to Germany?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
One moment. No, sir. Nobody here speaks German. Only English and little Spanish.
I know little English.
You know a little English?
I'd like to make a restroom to California.
Do you know the number?
Yes, but not joint. Joint 2 9 2 5 1 5 5.
And what do you call it, California? What part of California? What city?
Palunsta.
Palunsta, California? Palo Alto?
Yes.
Okay.
Restroom.
Restroom?
Yes.
You're calling to a restroom?
No. A restroom call.
A restroom call? I don't...
A restroom.
You want to pay for the call here? You want to call collect? You want the people you're calling to?
Yes, collect. Restroom.
Collect. Okay. Moment. I have to get area code.
Restroom is not English word?
The restroom is bathroom here.
Oh, I got you. What the last bathroom feet?
You have to get the area code.
I make jokes.
Who do you want to speak to?
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle?
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Let me see. You don't have the area code?
No.
You don't have the area code?
292.
292, that's the number.
Oh.
You need an area code before that. Okay. Is this, it's in Palo Alto, A-L-T-O?
A-L-T-O. Yeah.
Okay, that area code is 415.
Four.
Oh. But there's no 292. There's no 292 in that area. Do you understand?
No.
Yeah.
There is no coffee that knows German?
No. No. No one.
Okay, thank you mostly.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you mostly.
Okay. I'd like to address myself to all of the citizens of this fine country of ours. America, we need defense. We need it bad. Remember, a strong defense makes sense. And right now, our defense is in an awful state. Why? Because not enough of you people care enough to support it. Why, I'll bet there are a good many of you out there right now who have not given us control of your savings accounts yet, or arranged to have your paychecks mailed directly to us to save time. We need your money. We need more than UNICEF or Public Television or Amnesty International or any of those other faggots. We give you something they don't. We give you security. Protection against aggression. We have more nuclear warheads, B-52s, and submarines than we can count. And they're all there to protect you. When those Russians come marching over the hills, we're going to have enough ammunition to blow them to the moon. But that's not enough. We want to send them to Mars. And we want to have enough left over for the Chinese. And don't forget those Iranians. Now, there are a lot of communists and homosexuals out there who say they don't like the Defense Department. They say they don't trust us. Well, let me tell you something. This is a free country, and the only way it's going to stay free is if we lock people like that up so they can't do any harm. It's people like that who say that it was wrong to go into Vietnam. Poppycock. A lot of good things came out of that. The Boys in Company C, Coming Home, and The Deer Hunter. Three of the most popular movies of the 1970s, all about Vietnam. And if these subversives had had their way, you wouldn't have been able to enjoy them. That's the way those pinkos operate. First they take away your entertainment, then they'll take away McDonald's. We know that good, wholesome Americans don't want that. So if you send us a little extra money, we'll try to put some of those commies on a rocket ship and send them to Neptune or something. See how they like that. In the meantime, keep on sending us money for our day-to-day operations. If everybody would just cut back and have one meal a day, they'd be able to save up more money to send us. Now, if we get enough by the end of the year, we'll be able to show the Deer Hunter on every plane we send to El Salvador. Just our way of saying thanks.
Return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
This is the Vice President.
Mr. Vice President, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, guy.
Sure. We have a very enthusiastic crowd here, as you can hear.
Well, listen, I just called in to thank you and everybody else for this hard work up there, and I hope we have something to celebrate. Have you got any yet? Really, is it get any returns on how our tickets and all of that?
Well, we don't have any returns yet, but I think that it's safe to say that you're going to sweep the state and almost unanimously.
Not in the hotly contested fight, every word, and I'll tell you what, I think a great fall, I great running whoever we've begun to try to get this focus, Democrat.
We're having some technical difficulties here, as they say. We're not able to read you very well.
Well, I'm not saying a hell of a lot either.
Could you share with us, if you will, we have quite a few members of the press here. Could you share with us your feeling as to the future in the general election?
Well, what I was affecting to say is that as I look at what's happening on the Democratic side, it's me that we have not really done yet to run against the Democrat, and as soon as they have their nominee, I'll be at it, and others can take message, and I think it's a very good place for the voters.
Well, we thank you very much for your call. We all love you. We look forward to working alongside of you. You preach loyalty, Mr. Vice President. You practice loyalty, and you're about to see loyalty come back to your favor. Right. Are you still there, Mr. Vice President? Are you still there by any chance?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
The building is designed to withstand the impact of the Boeing 727 at landing speed without causing any disruption of any safety-related equipment.
Good evening. You've reached our voice-activated switchboard. Please speak in a loud, clear tone of voice. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-622.
Your telephone number is 718-622.
No.
If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
No.
Your telephone number is incorrect. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-622.
Your telephone number is 718-622. If this is correct, say yes.
Yes.
If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your telephone number is correct.
Yes.
Please tell me your social security number.
What?
Your social security number is what? If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
So yes. Oh, God.
Your social security number is correct. Please describe the nature of your problem.
Wrong number.
The nature of your problem is wrong number. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your problem is correct. Please describe what you would like us to do. You would like credit from us. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
This is bullshit. Yes.
Please describe the amount of credit you would like.
Whatever the call cost.
I'm sorry, I must have a number in your answer.
Oh, Jesus.
If you would like us to calculate the credit, please say yes at this point.
Yes.
Please tell me what number you were trying to call.
201-76-32.
The number is 201-7-32. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes. Yes.
Please hold while I calculate the credit.
I can't believe they waste this much time to do this.
The amount of credit required is $17.63. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
We will mail you a check for the amount of money. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and for being so patient.
Oh, God, help me.
Please call again.
Do I hang up now?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What? experts, weather experts say the winds have now changed and appear to be carrying the radiation back toward the Soviet Union.
What a nice transformer. My God. I'm going to experiment with it. That's what I got it for, was for experimental purposes. But if I wanted to, I'm going to be doing up a Ranger 2 that I have for my own use.
Emergency measures have been taken to eliminate the aftermath of accident. All traffic lines and the nearby areas have fallen off. Aid is being extended to those affected.
Unbelievable. Well, where I'm thinking of using this thing is a driver transformer, because its center tap, it carries up the windings like 5K, step up to 6K. The DC resistance is a little high, so, you know, it'd be good for something like lower mu triodes.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're here today to talk to Archibald McFranklin. Arch is going to tell us...
Excuse me. I would rather prefer you not call me Arch.
Oh?
I can't tell you how much I despise that name.
Oh, I see.
All my life I've had to put up with that. You understand, it's not like I'm trying to be pompous or anything.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Good.
I suppose Archie is right out, too.
Please, just call me Mr. McFranklin with a capital F. Heck, you can even call me Mac, or Frank, or anything, really.
All right, well, we're here today with Mr. McFranklin, who's going to tell us about an organization that he started up over the summer.
Actually, I think Mac would be the best. Mr. McFranklin, with a capital F. It sounds too damn formal.
Mr. McFranklin, Mac, that is.
Thank you, Mac.
Has been working on a brand new movement in this country.
Well, let me just set you straight on something here. You can't work on a movement. A movement has to occur.
Uh-huh.
It's not something that can be planned. It has to be the spontaneous expression of a large mass of people.
Oh. Well, Mac, why don't you just tell the folks at home what you have going?
No, I think I'll do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major problem facing everybody who speaks the English language. Do you know what that problem is? We're running out of vowels.
Okay, could you perhaps explain that a little?
I plan to. Now, folks, a vowel is a precious thing. There aren't all that many of them to start with. There's A, E, I, O, and U.
And sometimes Y?
Well, yeah, on occasion, but not nearly as much as it used to be. Now, these vowels, they're like bridges, if you will, that connect land masses together. The land masses I'm referring to are, of course, consonants, and there are a whopping 21 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can see, the vowel is already an endangered species.
All right, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what leads you to believe that there is a more immediate problem?
Well, the vowel has lived in relative peace ever since it was first invented. It was only natural that if you had a couple of consonants, you'd link them together with a vowel, or sometimes two. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's put a B and a D together.
Okay?
Now, what do you have? Brrrt. There's really not all that much you can do with that, and it doesn't sound all that nice. Does it?
Brrrt.
Try it out.
Brrrt. Yeah, yes, you're right.
Right. Now here comes a vowel running to our rescue. It's an A, and that A implants itself right in the middle of that awful-sounding word, and what do we have? The word bad, which is an apt description of what we had before.
Yeah.
Now, here comes another vowel. This one's an E. It does the same thing, and we have the word bed. Here comes an I. Now we have bid. An O makes bod, which I believe is a slang expression among young people. And U creates the word bud. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yes, it certainly is.
How often have you wanted to scream, "Oh, thank God for vowels"?
Not as often as I should, I must admit.
So the problem of appreciation is an ever-present one. But to answer your question about immediacy, a new problem has begun to manifest itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever look at the listings in the telephone book?
Oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
It wasn't.
Yes, I have.
Well, then, you must notice that next to a person's name, there's generally an address.
That's true. There is, in literal tiny print.
Right, but that's not where the problem lies. The problem is that every word in the address has the vowels plucked right out of it.
You don't say.
Yeah. Now, let's say someone lived on 14 Saddlebrook Road in Rochester. Now, do you know how that would read in the phone book?
How?
Well, the 14 would be numeric, and they don't touch those. But the rest of it would read something like Saddlebrook Road, Rochester. I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly roll off my tongue.
No, it sounds rather harsh and unpleasant. Now, do you and your followers believe that the elimination of the vowel is... intentional and perhaps part of a master plan of some sort?
Oh, yes, of course. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this is only the beginning of a long and dark age where the Val will be cut back in ever-increasing numbers and eventually eliminated altogether. One day it'll be illegal to use vowels in any form, unless, of course, we do something now.
But why, for heaven's sake, would anyone want to destroy vowels?
It does seem a bit strange. I'll have to grant you that. But if you look at what's been happening in the 20th century, you'll see there's a lot of emphasis lately on efficiency and quickness. Mm-hmm. Computers, robots, mechanical perfection. Slowly, the human element is being wiped out. Everything's got to be fast and accurate or it won't be tolerated. In other words, the days of imperfection are grinding to a halt.
But what does that have to do with vowels?
Well, you see, vowels take more time to say. It takes longer to say anti-disestablishmentarianism than it does to say
anti-disestablishmentarism.
Therefore, the latter is considered more efficient, more time-saving, and hence, more desirable.
Well, that's downright frightening.
Yes, it is, and it's downright ignorant, too. Because without vowels, there's a lot you can't do. Let's say you want to scream. A scream is composed of the letter A repeated many times, or the letter E, depending on your personal preference. Ah! That will be a sound of the past, and I just wonder what they're thinking of replacing it with. The letter S? That won't make a good scream, nor would the letter B. You can't even keep that going longer than a second.
Yes, but...
Or let's just say you have something really good to eat. I'm used to saying, there are a lot of A's in there, and there's just no way you'll be able to communicate that expression without a vowel. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The what?
That's iceberg. You see how hard it's going to be?
It sounds almost like a foreign language.
Now, I'm very glad you picked up on that. Have you ever looked at the Russian alphabet?
Well, no, not lately, I don't think.
Well, there aren't many vowels in there. Rather an odd coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Well, are you implying that the Russians are behind the elimination of the English vowel?
Well, the purpose of this vowel movement of ours is not to cast blame or raise suspicions, although the Russians could certainly be considered prime suspects. Do you know they even have a backwards R, just like little kids draw? I think world literacy is their goal.
But that's not necessarily the view of the entire vowel movement, is it?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'll see my wife tonight, and I'll ask her what she thinks.
You mean...
Well, you see, we're not exactly a massive movement just yet, but you wait and see. They'll write books about us someday. I just hope they'll have lots of vowels in them.
Archibald McFranklin, thank you for being with us today, and good luck saving the vowel.
Thanks. Good.
What?
Only kidding.
Brain damage. We'll be taking calls. 632-6901. Tripod's coming up in a couple of minutes. And who knows what else.
You got your
Say 25. 23:02:36. May 25. 23:02:43. May 25.
Radio Free Long Island, in arbitration with the Three Villains Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family. The story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week, our scene switches back to next-door neighbor Charlie's house, where we find that Pop has just arrived at the front door and we hear...
Hey, Mr. Tripod, you're back.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlie?
Gee, it's been such a while since I've seen you. Come on inside.
Yeah, thanks. I don't mind if I do.
You know, I was just thinking of you.
You were?
Yeah. Well, actually, about 25 minutes ago, I was wondering what became of you folks. Now, how was Big Bear City, anyway?
Well, it sure was nice seeing the old homestead again. Made me feel kind of sentimental, it did.
Huh?
Yeah, but Charlie, tell me something. Have you heard from Howard or Kathy at all?
No, I didn't, Mr. C. It's funny, I was expecting a postcard or something.
You know, I just checked our mailbox next door and there's nothing there. Except bills and some junk mail.
Well, you know what it might be.
What's that?
I've heard that the mail service over in France isn't all it could be. It's certainly not as good as it is over here in the U.S. of A. So if they sent us a postcard or something... Well, it might take a few weeks, maybe even a couple of months to get here.
Yeah, you know, I once heard a story about how a friend of mine went to Yellowstone for his summer vacation. And, you know, he sent a postcard from there, and he got home before the postcard did.
That could happen here.
But it was really funny because it had a Big Bear City postmark, because I don't know if he went there or not, or if he just forgot to mail it.
Wow. That's something with the post, but in France, it's even worse.
Yeah.
You see, it's international mail service is awful.
Yeah, well, I just hope they're not wasting their time looking for that confounded statue.
Oh.
I heard Kathy say they weren't coming back until they found it.
That reminds me.
Yeah, knowing the two of them, they could be gone for years.
Mr. Tripod, I totally forgot to tell you and Howard and Kathy this the day you were all leaving.
What's that?
Well, remember the night Kathy broke the statue in my house?
Yeah.
Well, while I was cleaning up the pieces, do you know what I found?
What?
About $50,000 worth of diamonds, that's what.
$50,000 worth of diamonds? And you forgot to tell us?
Well, it was a really hectic day, Mr. Tripod. I barely had time to get them to the dock in time to catch their boat.
Sheesh.
And then I had to take you to the airport. That must have just slipped my mind.
Sometimes I think life itself slipped your mind, Charlie.
How's that?
Oh, never mind.
So anyway, I was able to build that extension on my house that I always wanted. And now I have three living rooms with a color TV set in each.
That sounds like something you'd do, all right.
Oh, sure. You see, I can only get three TV stations because my antenna's broken. So I just put a different channel on each set and walk around from room to room until I find a program I like.
But Shirley, how come our house looks so funny?
Oh, did you notice that?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, I figured that since Kathy was the one who broke the statue in the first place, you folks were entitled to something. So I took the liberty of adding on to your home as well. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, but what is that thing you added?
What is it? It's a boathouse. Haven't you ever seen one of those before?
Not on somebody's front lawn, I know that much. Hey, besides that, we don't even have a boat.
You have to plan for the future, Mr. Tripod. Everybody knows that.
I don't know if Howard and Kathy are going to go along with that idea, Charlie. Anyway, what did you do with the rest of the money?
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. With all the money I had left over, I was able to buy a Bulgarian step van. Secondhand, of course.
You bought a Bulgarian truck? I'll tell you, Charlie, you're the most incredible chucklehead I've ever...
Well, what's wrong with that? Now I have a Bulgarian car and a Bulgarian truck. They're going to be rare commodities soon. Everybody knows that.
Can either one of them muster enough energy to roll out of your driveway?
Well, no, not yet, but I'm working on it. But I need your help, Mr. T.
My help?
Right. I've got to figure out some sort of a business where I can use that Bulgarian step van and make a huge profit at the same time. Do you have any suggestions?
A huge profit, huh? Let me think.
And so Charlie and Pop are a bit baffled by the disappearance of Howard and Kathy, but it's not getting in the way of Charlie's newest business enterprise. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Pop say...
I've got an idea.
That's next time on the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, presented in conjunction with Radio Free Long Island, and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
We've got 9 minutes after 11 o'clock here. It's brain damage. We're on the air until midnight. And yeah, I haven't been talking too much tonight. Because it's been so damn hot in here, you know? It's impossible to even move around. Much less muster up the energy to actually start speaking. But because I know the Arbitron's been down recently, and we need to bring that figure back up over 500,000, was it? Yes, we need to do that. Decided to make a sacrifice, but I brought in my fan, which is blowing full on my face here. I'm making quite a bit of noise, but it's either that or nothing. It's about 120 degrees inside, and something like 70 degrees outside. I don't know. But I just hope one day, the folks of WUSB will meet the folks of the Stony Brook Physical Plant in Purgatory. Oh, I hope so. And I hope that we have the advantage and we can give them something that they most certainly have earned. They fixed the heat this week. Yes, we were complaining about the heat not working all throughout the winter, and this week they got around to it. We'll keep people updated as just what's going on around here. Our phone number is 632-6901. Let's get those lines lit. Tell us how you're surviving the heat, which probably isn't so bad now in the rest of the world, but here at USB it's just continuing to climb. They say fans don't really do any good. They say fans just stir up the hot air and move it around, but I don't know. It sure feels good, you know, blowing on my face like this. It's a really big fan, too. You know, I'm kind of, I feel sorry for the people who come in after me, because they're going to see this fan here. They're going to think, hey, USB finally sprung for a fan for everybody, but no. It's my fan's going home with me, so we'll get your hopes up. Just the way it is. Well, there are miracles going on all throughout the world. If you picked up the New York Times today, you may have seen an article from Atlanta. called Look Up, See Jesus, or Lunch Deal. And there's a picture of a Pizza Hut ad. Pizza Hut billboard. It says Spaghetti Junction. $1.29 lunch menu. Well, a lot has happened here in Atlanta since Joyce Simpson saw the face of Jesus in the fork full of spaghetti on the Pizza Hut billboard near Coleman Watley's Jiffy Lube. That's right, Ms. Simpson has decided to stay in the church choir rather than try to sing professionally. Mr. Watley's business, normally hamstrung by an unfortunately placed highway median divider, has miraculously soared. Throughout Atlanta, people have taken to peering at other Pizza Hut billboards, where some indeed see Jesus. Others make out bearded singers like Willie Nelson, Jim Morrison, or John Lennon. And most see a clump of orange spaghetti flecked with oregano. It all has something to do with either the power of faith, man's search for the miraculous in the numbing void of modern life, or with the ability of people to see what they want in almost anything. The saga began with an effort by Pizza Hut to increase its lunch business by lowering the price of spaghetti and pan pizza. The promotion, which was done only in Atlanta, included about 70 billboards, half for pizza and half for spaghetti. Nothing strayed far from the realm of normal commerce until Ms. Simpson, a 41-year-old fashion designer, bodybuilder, and mother of two teenagers, stopped at a Texaco service station on Memorial Drive in northeast Atlanta. She said she was lost in thought over whether to leave her church and do some secular singing, and she asked the Lord for a sign. And this is how she described what happened. The Holy Spirit, which for non-Christians is basically that small, still voice inside of you, the Holy Spirit simply said, "Yo, look up." Okay, I put the yo in there, but look up. I looked up, and as soon as I looked up, I lost my breath. I simply lost my breath. I saw the Michelangelo version of Christ. I saw the crown of thorns. I saw the deep set eyes. I saw the nose. I saw the mustache. I saw just the total vision of Christ. She took her daughter India and her cousin Gloria to see the billboard, and they saw Jesus too. Now here it says Mrs. Simpson. It said Ms. before, now she's Mrs. Mrs. Simpson called the Atlanta Constitution to tell them what she saw, and it turned out that dozens of motorists, some of whom immediately did U-turns to take a longer look, saw the same thing. Local publicity brought out hundreds of others. The Memorial Drive billboard already has come down as part of a regularly scheduled rotation, replaced by a recruiting billboard reading, "The Few, The Proud, The Marines." But all across town now, the remaining Pizza Hut billboards have been undergoing a cult-like scrutiny, and many are skeptical. "I guess you can make it whatever you wanted to make it," said Donna Carmichael, who stopped at an Amoco service station near a billboard south of downtown Atlanta. "If you wanted a religious experience, you could probably have one, but you really would have to be in some kind of state of mind to look up and see that riding by on a billboard. I didn't know before that Pizza Hut sold spaghetti.
some are helpful. Okay. See where it says outdoor systems? The delivery man instructed some employees at the East Point Housing Authority studying the billboard near them. See where the S is? Right under it, there's a little brown spot. Looks like the forehead of a man with his cheeks and nose there. You can see it looks kind of like the face of a man in it, with maybe a beard or something and a whole lot of hair hanging off side of his head. And something in his hair above his forehead. Some are convinced. It was very easy for me to see, said Danny Harrison, a customer at the Amoco station. Of course, I believe in miracles anyway, so I didn't find that unusual. The miracle was that people declared it as being the face of Jesus instead of just any old face. And some are merely hungry. I'm Italian, man, full-blooded, said Jerry Padovano, who works at the Amco transmission shop, each independently owned. I'm hungry all the time. When I see spaghetti, I'm ready to eat. A Pizza Hut spokesman, Jeff Moody, said that unless it appeared that the billboards offended people, they would be left up until scheduled to come down. Ms. Simpson said she is still exhilarated. The really touching thing is I live in Stone Mountain, which is the Ku Klux Klan capital of America, she said. But the most important thing is that I saw black people and white people hugging and praying together. And people were on their knees praying together. I guess the world just needed a miracle, and it's something that's so simple, just to ask and you get. It's that kind of simple. Speaking of religion, it's awfully hard reading newspaper articles when there's a fan blowing so hard in the face. Whoa! I almost lost it that time. File cabinet here. Yeah, that'll hold it down. 632-6901, please give us a call. If I see, I see four lines lit. Four lines lit off. Go to the phone. 632-6901.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, I'm Henry.
Good reviews sell books, bad reviews sell church reports. It's a fact. And it would be an understatement to say that bad reviews greeted the report on human sexuality prepared for next month's annual General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of the United States of America. More than half the nation's 171 regional presbyteries, the denomination's local bodies of clergy and lay people, have already called for the report's rejection, and not a single one has supported it. Have you heard about this? So far, that the nomination's headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky, has filled requests for more than 30,000 copies of the document, which is called Keeping Body and Soul Together, Sexuality, Spirituality, and Social Justice. But one wonders how many of those buyers will actually get through its 200 pages. Outrage can do only so much. Why should an undeniably revolutionary statement on sex, of all subjects, have so numbing an effect on the mind? In this instance, the question is not trivial. The manner in which Body and Soul argues its case may actually be as revealing as the case itself. It may also go a long way to explaining why this product of 3 years' work will be virtually dead on arrival when representatives of the country's 2.9 million Presbyterians gather in Baltimore on June 4th for the General Assembly. Let there be no mistaking the radical character of this report issued by a church-appointed committee. Its recommendations that avowed and sexually active homosexuals and lesbians should be eligible for ordination, and that the union of same-sex couples be blessed in church rituals, issues that have stirred fierce disputes within many Christian and Jewish groups, are among the less far-reaching of its notions. The authors of Body and Soul rather cogently maintain that alarms and contentions about homosexuality are only the most explosive part of a larger crisis, one primarily about the ethics of heterosexuality. And to respond to that crisis, the report further maintains the church must disavow not only the restriction of sexual relations to marriage, but also any privileged or normative place whatsoever for marriage in its thinking about sex. All sexual activity, married or unmarried, heterosexual or homosexual, for adults or adolescents, alone or with others, should be judged by the one standard of justice, love, or right relatedness. What is important, the report says, is not rules about who sleeps with whom, but whether the relation is responsible, the dynamics genuinely mutual, and the loving full of joyful caring. Among Presbyterians, the most frequent objection to the report is that it all but ignores Scripture, discussing it only to effectively neutralize anything in particular that it has to say about sexual ethics. A second objection is that the report's new ethic is so vague as to be no ethic at all. Such broad spectrum values as love, justice, responsibility, mutuality, and caring are certainly the soil out of which ethical systems grow, Gary L. Watts wrote in the May 8th issue of the Christian Century, a liberal Protestant weekly. But they do not in themselves provide any assistance in separating the flowers from the weeds.
You and Mary had sexual intercourse.
Mr. Watts, who teaches philosophy and religion at the Presbyterian-affiliated Jamestown College in Jamestown, North Dakota.
Are you asking me this question?
Oh, there's still that. Sure it is a baby.
Could not imagine that teenagers in a moment of heated passion would find much guidance in statements like, where there is justice, love, sexual expression has ethical integrity. But apart from these criticisms, the very manner of the report's presentation raises questions. The master concept of body and soul is the assertion that at the heart of today's massive, deep-seated crisis of sexuality is a patriarchal model that defines sexual relations in terms of dominance and subordination. Males are powerful. Women are dependent. Male sexuality is predatory. Female sexuality is masochistic. The logical extension of patriarchy, the report states, is heterosexism, the demand that heterosexual marriage is the exclusive pattern for well-ordered sexual expression. homosexuals, lesbians, and heterosexual singles are thereby deprived of their entitlement to sexual affection. It suggests that the patriarchal model... Excuse me. The patriarchal model is at the root of rape, wife battering, teenage pregnancy, sexual harassment of adults, and abuse of children. Just how resolutely the authors of the report wield this model is seen in their insistence that pornography merely magnifies the everyday reality of our mainstream cultural attitudes about sex. Is this a new fundamentalism, as one of the report's critics, the Reverend Charles A. Hammond, charges? Mr. Hammond, the leader of the Philadelphia Presbytery and the former national official of the church, said a fundamentalist will always have a single simple reason for all sin and failure. But oddly enough, it is the report's positive language as much as its grim portrait of patriarchy that ultimately mires the reader. Who can object to genuine love, mutual respect, and life-enhancing authenticity? What sounds better than the power of erotic touch, along with eros, deep eros, eroticized equality, and the truly erotic? There is also inclusive wholeness, sexual and spiritual wholeness, the holistic paradigm, I believe it's how you pronounce that, holistic understanding, holistic sexuality, and all the above in endless life-affirming and sexually empowering permutations created by adding genuine, authentic, deep, or truly before any other word. This language begins at first to cloy, then to stick like molasses. Eventually, the words come like a mudslide, surrounding, swamping, and crushing all but the strongest resistance. And this is the most curious thing about Body and Soul. It is written in what, by its own terms, is a patriarchal style. Its ideological framework totally controls the terms of the discussion. Its lava flow of language allows no quiet space for hearing diverse views. Traditional teachings are discredited by association with white, male, passionless power holders. A pervasive fear of sex is said to... and maturity. Marvin M. Ellison, Jr., a professor of Christian ethics at Bangor Theological Seminary in Maine, who is a chief author of the report, defended it as a passionate statement, a clear commitment to sexual justice. Mr. Ellison is gratified at the discussion the report has stirred. So, also for that matter, is Mr. Hammond. It shows that the Presbyterian Church is alive and well, and still tangling with issues. But there is a new danger, he added, that in reacting against the report, the denomination may shy from confronting questions of sexuality altogether. And so there is controversy in the Presbyterian Church today. And we welcome calls from Presbyterian and non-Presbyterian alike to fill us in on your side of the issue. Your side of any other issue as well. 632-6901. The program is Brain Damage.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, "Anything you need to be, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Did you hear that? Give up. Did you hear that? Give up. Give up.
A 14-year-old Idaho boy won the National Geography Bee on Thursday, correctly answering the question, what type of landform is commonly associated with orographic precipitation? David Stillman of Nez Perce, Idaho, replied, mountain. Beating out 9 of the finalists and winning a $25,000 college scholarship.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
But I don't have to tell you that. You know, I'm starting to get sick of this fan here. I'm going to turn it down a little bit. It's on high now. Let's go down to medium. How's that? All right, I'll take it down to low. See what happens. Yeah, now the fan is all the way down to low. All right, we can almost hear ourselves again. Our phone number, we're for some reason not getting any calls tonight, and that's too bad. I guess people are just knocked silly by all this stuff we're putting out over the airwaves. So this is your chance to give back your feelings, impressions, thoughts, and feelings. Whatever. 632-6901. Don't make me get nasty, because I will get nasty. I'm in a bad mood. I've been in a bad mood all day long, and I don't want to have to resort to something I don't want to have to resort to. No lines lit right now. I want 4 lines lit. That's not asking for much, you know? Gene Scott asked for $100,000 a night, and he gets it. Just like that. Why can't I get 4 calls? I'm not even asking for money. I ask for people to call. It's not fair. All right. Hold on. Articles blowing all over the room here because this stupid fan is making things difficult for us. You know what I think we're going to do? I think we're going to try something else. First, I want those phone calls to come in. 632-6901, area code 516. I will resort to something that is really horrible if I don't get those calls. Before we go into the calls, it's time for another edition of Confuse the Operator, where we reach out and try to tie up the brain patterns of somebody working for our beloved phone company. And what we're going to do today is we're going to reach out and try to go overseas a bit and see
see if we can find Kathy Tripod's secret lair.
New York telephone. One moment, please.
Bet. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. We need overseas information, please.
Did you turn overseas operator? Hold on.
Thank you so much. For this...
One moment for an operator who can assist you.
We're going to turn off... Thank you. Turn off this fan altogether. There.
AT&T, how can I help you?
Yes, good evening, operator. We're trying to get overseas information for a Thule. That's, I believe, spelled T-H-U-L-E, and that would be in Greenland.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you very much. Bet you never heard anybody call Thule before. What a great town, you know? What a great way to live life, waking up and saying, here I am, living my life in Thule. Actually, they renamed it. I don't know what they renamed it to, but something, the native tongue, Iqaluit, I believe.
I'm trying to connect you. Please hold.
Thank you very much. A lot of activity there tonight. Babble of voices. Our phone number again, 632-6901.
One moment, please.
Okay. Can't believe anybody's on the phone in Greenland right now. I mean, it must be about 3 in the morning. Operator, do you know what time it is over there?
I'll check just a minute, please.
Thanks. Okay, we have one call on the line. That's the most we've ever had tonight. I don't know what's happening. Are people vegetating because of the heat?
It's 4:38 a.m.
It's 4:38 a.m. Okay. So it's unlikely a lot of people will be using the phone. Come on, let's make that a second call, folks. A second call, maybe a third call. We know it's hot, uncomfortable, and...
Getting a busy on information. Let me try it again.
Okay.
Sorry, but I'm reaching busy on information. Would you try it later, please?
Is it possible to reach an operator over there?
I can try. Hold on.
Thank you. Tried to get rid of me, didn't you? It's not going to be that easy.
Copenhagen. One moment, please.
Copenhagen?
Copenhagen. One moment, please.
Isn't that in Denmark?
Copenhagen. One moment, please.
I think it
please.
Was.
Actually, I think Greenland is owned by Denmark, so I guess that makes sense.
One moment, please.
Okay,
Copenhagen.
Ah.
Hello?
Yes, operator. This is the United States. I'm trying to reach directory assistance in Greenland, and I'm getting busy. Would you try it for me, please?
One moment.
Thank you.
Sounds like we woke this operator up. Was that pleasant?
Greenland Telephone, a dial blick.
I like it, whatever it is.
Operator, yes, this is the United States. I need direct assistance, please, for Thule.
For what sound?
T-H-U-L-E.
T-H-U-L-E. Yeah, okay.
Okay, sir, the name, please.
Okay, last name is Tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D, first name Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y. And I believe it should be situated in the main part of the town.
Hello?
has about 30 people, I think.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, operator, what do you want in Zulu?
The telephone number for Miss Kathy Tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D.
Oh, no, man.
Sit tight.
I have no listing for that name.
No.
No listing at all? Do you have a listing then for a town center or the civic center or anything like that? Should get some phone number out of this, right?
Operator, I have no listing.
No listing?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't have a listing for that either, sir.
Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome. Thank you, operator.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, everyone has been very helpful, but I'm afraid once again we have failed in our mission to find anything of worthwhileness. So, until next week when we once again try to stump the operators and make them scratch their heads in bewilderment and annoyance, we must say goodnight, I guess. But we'll be taking your phone calls, 632-6901. We had four calls on the line. Now we have none. I know it's hard to keep away from the radio when this kind of thing's going on, but do come back to the phones. I want to see what's up out there. 632-6901, area code 516. All right, folks, there's no calls in the line. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I had to do this. I gave everybody a chance. Okay? Yeah. I wasn't messing around. You hear this? You hear this, folks? There's lots of this. There's lots of it. I've got piles of it right behind me. Okay? I can keep going all night long. All right? And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop with this 70s revival that I've just put together here. I'm not going to stop until I see four lines lit. Four lines. 632-6901. I know damn well you're out there. I know there's people out there listening. I know there's people out there that know how to dial phones. Last I checked, everything was still okay out there. So, you give us a call in now. We still have no lines lit. Unless you want to hear Carpenters all night long. And that's not all. We can play everything else, too. You know, we've got all kinds of 70s hits that are just being brought into this control studio here because, you know, a lot of people were around to see that kind of thing happen. All right, we got three calls on the line, so I'm going to take one more person to that. One of them hung up. One of them hung up, so now we need two more people. 632-6901. Don't play around with this, folks, because this is the kind of thing that can hurt you. You know that. I mean, look what came out of the 70s, right?
Sorry?
Bee Gees. You hear that? We're actually thinking about getting the Bee Gees out. The Bee Gees, folks. Think about that. Think about what that means. Remember what happened last time? Do you remember that? All right. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anybody. I really don't. But people need motivation. They need to be, you know, stirred into action. And right now, just one more person. That's all we need is one more person. I mean, come on. How hard is it for one more person to pick up the phone and keep us all from being subjected to this? I can take it. I'm strong. I listen to commercial radio sometimes because I have no choice. You sort of build up an immunity. But I know there's a lot of you out there that it's not so easy. It's easy. 632-6901. 632-6901. Area code 516. Sort of envelops you and takes over your very inner thoughts. go to this phone call here. But I'm going to keep the music on underneath us because we don't have the required minimum yet. When we get the required minimum, we get a full switchboard, that's when I'll pull the plug on this. All right? I think that's fair. 632-6901. Good evening.
You're a sick human being.
Well, you know, I like not to think that I'm out to hurt people, but it does sort of feel good, come to think of it. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
This is real music.
I'm sorry?
This is real music.
Real music?
Yeah.
But this is the 70s. The 70s. Think about it. Where were you during the 70s?
Diapers.
Uh-huh. Well, then this should bring back pleasant memories.
I ain't got no memories.
Well, most of us don't, but, I mean, the 70s. Oh, okay, folks, that's a silence, but it's only between songs, so there's more coming. 632-6901. Anything on your mind, sir?
Nope.
Nothing at all, huh? Then you are a child of the 70s, do you see?
You can think of it like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much for calling and for sharing that with us. 632-6901. Good evening.
Oh, please, God, get this off the air.
Well, why don't you appeal to your fellow citizens to call in and simply the sounds of their voices will override this sound. Listen
just
to this,
call
listen
in already. Get this off the air.
The other carpenters.
Those of us who listen to the show.
The other carpenters are singing. Hear this? Have you ever heard the other carpenters sing?
No.
Well, Karen is off getting a drink of water somewhere, and you know, there's all kinds of things, all kinds of variety. We've got their disco mixes. We've got their little experimental phase coming up.
Disco.
Yeah, we've got everything.
Call in 632-6901 now.
Okay, you heard it. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
632-6901, area code 516. You know, we should try this during Pledge Week. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's up?
Sorry?
What's up?
What's up? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot at all. We're just sitting here grooving to the music of the 70s.
Yeah, I love it. The Karen Carpenter, she's really good chick.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yes, I enjoy it.
Brings back memories. Although I've never heard this song before in my life.
No?
Never.
That Karen?
But this is, what is this, anyway? I think we're playing some kind of a medley or something. I don't know. It's pretty awful, but, I can take it. I don't know about everybody else out there.
Yeah, it sounds okay to me. Just sitting back, watching a little tube and enjoying your program.
It's good background music for almost anything you're doing.
Yes, we
almost
are.
Almost anything.
I'm watching, like I said.
Okay. Well, why don't you continue doing what you're doing? And I'll try to turn this up a little louder then.
That's very good.
Thanks for calling. 632-6901. You know, it's going to take two more phone callers. And I'll shut this down, all right? I will. And it'll sound just like that when I do it. But I'm not going to do it until I get two more phone calls. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good. Am I on the air?
You're on the air right now, even as we speak.
That's cool. Hey, I want to tell you something. I was a former WSD listener.
Uh-huh.
Like 3 years ago, and I listened to it like the greater part of my life, and I moved away, and now I'm back in town tuning in tonight.
Ah, well, I guess you're surprised by what you're hearing.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, though. I heard your show a few times before I moved away.
Uh-huh.
Kind of cool. So I'm just hanging out here. I was in town for my sister's wedding, so I'm out at the hotel right now in the lobby. I had a call from the payphone and stuff.
So have you moved back into the area permanently, or are you just here for a visit?
I'm here for a visit. I'm going to move back here permanently, probably like a couple of years. I'm going to transfer out to Hunter College in New York.
Uh-huh. So that's good. And how far out did you move?
About 3 years ago.
But, I mean, how far away geographically?
Oh, I moved away to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, you can't pick us up there.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, let me give you a phone number so that you can always have USB next to you wherever you go. So
oh, really?
Phone number you can call and actually hear the radio station.
Which number?
Number is area code 516-689...
Is the area code?
516 area code.
Okay.
689-1662.
1662.
All you have to do is call that and you can take USB with you wherever you go.
Wow, that's really cool.
Of course, you got to pay for the phone call, but that's a small price to pay.
Yeah, hey, I'm music director of a college station out in Michigan, so I get unlimited free and out-of-local distance calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I can probably call up and out, tune in a lot.
Yeah, put it up on the speakerphone, you know, and have
that's
everybody...
Cool. Is Steve Kreischer still on?
Steve Kreischer is still on. Wednesday night's 10:30, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how's the station going now?
Oh, the station's just fine.
That's cool. What are we talking about tonight?
Basically, we were talking about religion, you know, and all kinds of weird things. People seeing Jesus in Pizza Hut ads.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I just say, you know, religion, it's kind of cool, but, you know, I'm not really into it that much. I'm more into, like, just spiritual and metaphysics type deal.
Oh, but organized religion, it's way cool because you can have your brain sucked up like a vacuum.
That's right.
And, you know, have all your important decisions made for you.
That's right. So, it's, I don't know, it's pretty screwed up.
Have you ever seen Jesus, sir?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I thought I'd seen him a few times when I was on LSD, but...
Uh-huh.
I think I never saw him, no.
Well, go down to Atlanta, look at some Pizza Hut billboards.
Really? Jesus is there, huh?
He's there on the Pizza Hut billboard. I have one in front of me. I've been looking for him, but I have not seen him.
I don't know. That's real strange.
Yeah, it's a trip, all right.
Yep. So, let's see. What else is the show about this time?
Well, we were just playing some Eraserhead soundtracks, and now, of course, we're playing our 70s... Our 70s revival.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Revival. Play some legendary Pink Dots later.
We'll see what we can do.
Hello?
Are you at a payphone by chance?
Yeah, I'm at a payphone right
now. Well, then you'll no doubt get interrupted by an annoying operator that'll tell you to put more money in.
I'll have to hang up then or something.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling, and hopefully you'll move back into the area and you can listen to USB all the time.
Yeah, okay, and you too. Have a good show.
I will.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I'm starting to like this music a lot. It's been such a long time, you know? Can you say eternity? That's how long it's been. Carpenter's here on WUSB in Stony Brook. Well, before we go, we have some... All right. Enough of that. Some unfinished business, something to take care of, something to finish off. And I think we all know what that is. Yes, it's time once again for Stupid Questions, where we reach out and ask something so unimaginably dumb that we wait for the reply, we wait to see what the reaction to such an incredibly stupid and ignorant query. And we'd like to invite you to join us by sending in your stupid questions, whatever they may concern. Send them in to Stupid Questions, care of WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And if we use your stupid question, you will receive... a prize. Yeah, that's it. You'll receive a prize. That's all we can say. We can't say any more than that. Now, there are certain kinds of reactions that you get when you ask stupid questions. Some people just turn you off completely. Some people try very hard to help you out. And some people just can't control themselves. Let's see who we get tonight.
Port Jeff Blockbuster Street speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the video store?
Yes.
Hi, I've got a problem or a question, actually. I rented a video earlier, and I just we just looked at it on the TV set, and there was this warning at the end that said that public performances were illegal. Now, I invited about 10 of my friends over, and we were all sitting around watching it, and we were talking about whether or not that would constitute a public performance.
Okay.
Now we're kind of worried.
Talk to one of the managers, okay?
Please, thank you.
Okay, hold on.
There's a problem.
Hello?
Can I help you?
We were sitting around here, and we're wondering if we might have violated the rule by accident. We didn't mean to. We were watching the video, and about 10 of us, and it said no public performances. And I invited people around from various parts of the island, but I knew them all. And I just wasn't sure, you know, if I had done something wrong. And if so, what do I do now?
You didn't charge them, did you?
Well, I asked them to chip in for beer.
No big deal.
It's no big deal?
No big deal.
Should I not do this again?
If you're having people, you just can't charge them to watch the movie.
I can't charge them to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, but I can charge them for other things.
That's fine.
That's fine.
You can charge them for anything you want but watching the movie.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'll keep that in mind then. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I feel better. Well, that's going to just about do it for us here tonight at Brain Damage. No Sound Test is next, and we'll be back again next week. All kinds of other features and excitement and thrills and things like that. Remember to send your stupid questions in to us because we want to hear them. And any of the stupid comments you might have, too. Thanks for listening, thanks for being there, and thanks for just being you. This is WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. Bye.
Something is killing the land before your eyes.